Big show on Tuesday, February 11th. We talked about a proposed 35% tax on the purchase of ammunition here in Connecticut with Holly Sullivan. She heads the Maine gun rights group in Connecticut, the Connecticut Citizens Defense League. On the line right now, taking out some time from her very busy day, is Holly Sullivan. She is head of the Connecticut Citizens Defense League. And I know, Holly, you've been, I think, weighing in on this proposal to tax ammunition in the state, which last year was floated at, what, 50%, and now has been refloated at, what, 35%, a little less, correct?
Yeah, 35, which is still pretty egregious.
Does anybody else in the country do this? I mean, is Connecticut is the representative from West Hartford here? I know Will Haskell was on it last year, but is anybody else in the country doing this successfully?
Well, actually, if you really think about it, we're all kind of doing it. So since 1937, we've actually had legislation that puts a 10% or 11% excise tax on handgun and rifle rounds. But that money goes to fund conservation projects, hunter education, wildlife restoration. So there's already a significant tax on ammunition that's done at the manufacturer level. So when the manufacturer passes it on to their distributor, that's when that tax gets paid. But that ultimately gets pushed down to the consumer, to what we pay at the point of sale. So we're already paying more than it costs to manufacture, right? So they're already getting a chunk of that. But that money goes, and it has for almost 100 years, goes for wildlife conservation and education. So I don't know of anything else that's kind of being done as a syntax, so to speak.
Yeah, and I mean, I don't think any, whether they're target shooters or people who have guns for protection or hunters, I don't think anybody in the gun community really, Holly, would push back on an extra 10%, which again, obviously gets passed along to people, but that is a good thing to help with preservation efforts. But, you know, this, Holly, to me, and I kind of went off on it yesterday, where is there any proof that making lawful, law-abiding gun owners pay more for their ammunition, where is there any proof that that changes anything?
There is none, right? So, you know, when Representative Gilchrist did a live video yesterday, she was talking about how this is going to help in the urban communities. And to be quite honest with you, those people who are the fastest growing demographic of new applicants for gun permits in the state of Connecticut are minorities. So the fastest growing group, which has more than tripled their number of applications in the last 10 years, is African-American women. And African-American men have doubled their permit applications since 2009. So the applications that were issued in 2019 were twice the number that were issued in 2009 by demographic. And it's really a shame, because everybody, regardless of background or demographic or socioeconomic group or where they live, should be proficient in how to use their firearm safely. And by taxing ammunition, you are going to disproportionately affect people that can't afford to spend an extra 35% on ammunition. They might not be spending the time at the range that they should be to develop that muscle memory so that they are able to safely use their firearms. So it's totally counterproductive.
And again, I haven't had Representative Gilchrist on to talk about this. I think I will down the line, but Holly, you and I read the same newspapers every day. We watch the same news. We go to the same websites. And Holly, maybe I'm a little jaded here, so you'll forgive me, but I don't think any tax, whether it's 30%, 35%, 50% or whatever, is going to in some way, shape or form prevent gang violence or somebody who wants to do, for example, what happened at the courthouse in Bridgeport a couple of weeks ago in broad daylight. I don't think that's going to have an effect on those guys at all.
Not at all. Those, you know, gang members and folks that are out to use their firearm to hurt individuals, they could go through one box of ammunition in their entire life, right? So you could put a 99% tax on that, and it's really not going to have much of an impact. But to be quite honest with you, those aren't the people who are probably legally buying their ammunition to begin with. So in order to even buy ammunition in the state of Connecticut, you have to have either an eligibility certificate or your regular pistol permit, which means you're FBI checked, you're fingerprinted, all of those things have happened. You've paid a fee to have that. Those are not the folks who are involved in gang violence. So anybody who's legally buying ammunition in this state is background checked already. So it's totally ineffective.
So how do you view somebody who says, you know, this extra tax would go to help prevent gun violence? Do you believe that? I'm a little jaded, or, you know, I doubt that. Or is this just a way to stick it to legal gun owners in this state?
Yeah, I don't think, to the best of my knowledge, I don't even know that the names of the groups where this money would go has been released. You know, when she gave a live feed video yesterday, she was talking about groups that are underfunded, that are providing assistance in the streets and urban communities and to prevent gun violence. But I don't know what these groups are. So, you know, is it going to the state? Is it going to individual groups? Is it going to folks she has relationships with? I have no idea. And most of us don't. I don't know that that information's actually been released. Who's going to get the money? Is it going, you know, we don't know. So, yeah, that's definitely concerning. And I don't know that there's any evidence that those groups do more or less or have more or less impact than other groups like Safer Saves Lives or any other kind of training or other firearm education.
And Holly, we don't even know whether this will ever even come out of committee. There was an effort by Representative Gilchrist and Will Haskell last year for a 50% tax that never got out of committee. So who knows whether this introduction is just to, you know, for a line in a resume. But I'm sure if this thing ever made it to a committee or even got a hearing, you folks at the CCDL would be right on top of this.
Oh, absolutely. And we already are, no doubt. Certainly our people are very involved. I know a lot of our folks have been reaching out to her already and also reaching out to their representatives from their districts to let them know don't vote for this if it does get that far.
Holly Sullivan, the head of the Connecticut Citizens Defense League, looking out for the rights of legal, law-abiding. Yeah, that's right, folks. Legal, law-abiding gun owners in this state. Holly, thank you. We know you had a busy day. We appreciate it. Thanks.
Thank you.
Thanks, Holly. Bye-bye. That's right. The CCDL, the Connecticut Citizens Defense League, the organization that runs a little interference up at the Capitol for legal, law-abiding gun owners. You know, those guys and gals who, geez, I don't know, obey the law, who actually have to have certification to own the firearm, to buy ammunition, that some folks want to tax at 35% here in the state. Ludicrous.